There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and a lot to do on today's show. Easy to get in touch, 343-0106, 343-0106 for a call or a text. And also with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can leave us one of those talkback messages. On the schedule today, I was just talking to Jeff about it. I think April Marie Fogle is going to join us a little after 12:35. Hour number two, my buddy Bill Riles from WKRG, he's retiring. Neat guy. And I can't wait to talk. And a big champion of veterans issues as well. Bill will join us here in studio in the 1 o'clock hour. Plus, Patrick Jump, Marine. And we talk about Warrior Legacy Ranch, and we'll talk more about that with him, but his service to our country even before settling here and starting Warrior Legacy Ranch, we'll talk to him as well. And a reminder, too, just a week out from Veterans Day, and FM Talk 106.5, lucky again to have a place there to be part of the Veterans Day events downtown Mobile. I know we have events going on both sides of the bay, but you know, at the Mobile event, we'll be down there. So hopefully you get a chance to stop by and see Dan and Dalton, all of us. Dan and Dalton will be doing their show from the van, which it's cooler to call it the Mobile Command Unit. In other words, our van with the studio in it. They'll be down there doing the morning show, and our whole crew there will be feeding and watering the veterans with healthy foods, maybe not so healthy foods, coffees, water, all that good stuff before they start the parade. So a week from today, so it is the 11th, right? Armistice Day, 11-11. We will be downtown, and hopefully we'll see y'all very, very soon down there. All right, as we get started with the show as well, I don't know where to go. I mean, if you watch cable news, you know, we got monitors on. I guess I'm supposed to be obsessed with what happens in New York. And you know, I've been talking about this off and on for months. I mean, because I guess the latest thing is President Trump is urging people to vote for Cuomo. President Trump said, please. So Cuomo, who is, you know, got bumped out as a Democrat, running as an independent. Maybe he has some stats I don't have. I don't think there's any way in the world anybody but this Mamdani is going to win. I mean, it would be comedically good if Curtis Sliwa would win, you know, but he's not going to win. So I don't even know why the president speaks on it, because it's not going to happen. I mean, he's encouraging people to vote for Cuomo, which is odd, too. You've got a Trump urging people to vote for Cuomo. Over Zohran Mamdani, but we'll see. Mamdani's going to win this. I think it's the best thing ever, actually. And I think there are New York Times, a couple stories out there talking about the New York Times, of course, saying the rise of the left. Well, here's what happens. We talk about it in federal politics, the pendulum swinging, right? That's the nature of our republic. One party gets a lot of power, then the voters take and give power back to another party, and then that party gets all the power. It swings back the other way. Also, when one group is on the rise, and we'll say we've had, you know, quite a while now of the MAGA movement on the rise, then another group will come up on the other side of the seesaw. And that's what's happened in places like New York and in California. I mean, pick your blue state. They got to do something, right? Because they've not been doing anything for a while but getting trounced by President Trump. So there's a movement here. And I think the best thing you could do is that, because I don't live in New York. I have a sister who lives there, but and she likes it. I don't live in New York. So let Mamdani go in there, put these socialist programs into effect and watch the reaction and let it be a lesson to other places out there. I think I would say, please vote for Mamdani. If you're in New York, please absolutely do it. Wouldn't say it if I lived there, but I don't live there. And so let it be a, you know, let it be a lesson out there. That's about, I mean, unless something else comes up. Dick Cheney, of course, the death that was reported last night, his passing. We can talk some about Dick Cheney's days from the legislature on through presidential administrations. Get your reaction to that. 84 years old, passing at 84 years old. And then I also want to get to the new structure here in the city of Mobile, speaking of mayors. We already had the election here, but we'll talk about a new structure at the city of Mobile. But I do want to just answer a couple texts came in here. Let me get this one answered as I came on. Jesse said, Sean, forgive my ignorance, but how do these Dauphin Island foxes get there? If they got there naturally, then nature will always balance out. Also, why are these people acting like Dauphin Island is the only place in the world these turtles go to lay eggs? How the foxes got there, it's been debated, Jesse. I mean, could they, were they some always there? I don't know. Did they walk across the bridge? I've pointed out the reason there's such a robust population of foxes on Dauphin Island is they either have none or very few coyotes, because that's what happens to red foxes. Coyotes kill them. But the judge has made a decision here that they can go through. And there are only, this is the argument I've made before, Jesse, or question I've asked. But there are only a few places that these turtles go to lay eggs. They got to be on a beach, right? And there's a lot more habitat that could, that can serve a red fox or a gray fox, or then there are places for turtles to go lay eggs. I think that's the argument. They're like, hey, this is a specific area. We're trying to maximize production on these critters, shorebirds, ground nesting shorebirds, and turtles. We got to maximize it because they only nest or lay eggs in these certain places. Yeah, the foxes are reducing that. I would argue if we're going to do it, then also cats that are out, feral cats that are out, do the same thing. So we'll see where they go with that. All right, so I mean, we can come back. We'll have more, I'm sure, going forward. Hopefully I'll get some of the other players in on the show to talk about the situation on Dauphin Island with the foxes. But structure at the city of Mobile. This is out today as the Mobile, a brand new minted Mobile mayor, fresh mayor, Spirit Cherry Goddess, has talked about the structure for how it's going to work in Mobile. So here's the lineup. Here's what we've got. It's this from MyNBC 15 says, Mayor Spirit Cherry Goddess has announced a leadership team of experienced professionals and civil servants who will help lead his administration in the city of Mobile. His administrative cabinet strikes a balance between continuity and fresh perspective. So, in other words, y'all, a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new. Some names you know, some new names in the mix. All right. So, there are three, well, we'll count them up, at least three people that were part of the Stimson administration, and then there's some new names. All right, so in one of the structure changes, says here, rather than having a chief of staff, right, so that's kind of the structure Stimson had, Mayor Cherry Goddess has established a direct reporting structure with eight cabinet members who oversee major areas of city operations. Says here, together these leaders will bring a wealth of experience that will support Mayor Cherry Goddess's top priorities of improving public safety, supporting growth and development, and enhancing city services, and elevating Mobilians' quality of life. All right, the structure is this way. Senior advisor and director of civic and cultural affairs. Okay, so senior advisor is Corey Adair. Says here in the bio, an experienced strategist who has led local and statewide political operations, Adair is well-versed in public policy and will serve as a senior advisor to the mayor. As a former member of the Mobile Museum of Arts Board of Trustees and Foundation, he will oversee the city's museums and city-appointed boards. Okay, that's the number one. Second, chief of operations, a name you know, that's James Barber. So it's just kind of a same gig, I think, a little different title. Of course, known to a lot of people, Barber's been in the mix through, I think, almost all the Stimson tenures. Yeah, I think so. So U.S. Marine Corps veteran, 28-year veteran of the Mobile Police Department, said Barber rose to the rank of chief of police and later served as public safety director before becoming chief of staff to Mayor Stimson. As chief of operations, Barber will oversee the public works, finance, and engineering and infrastructure departments. I think that was pretty big. So chief of operations, you've got public works, finance, which is, I think, pretty darn important. You talk about the legacy of Mayor Stimson. Finance was a big change for our city. Engineering and infrastructure departments. That's some big ones on that list. Shayla Biko, chief of building and planning, says with more than 25 years of experience in urban planning and community development, Biko previously served as executive director of Build Mobile, overseeing planning, historic development, building inspections and zoning. In this role, she will continue to improve the process that helps Mobile's businesses and neighborhoods thrive. Well, we'll see how that goes, because talking to some of the Mobile businesses, there's some changes need to be made there in the interaction with the city. Keisha Brown, executive liaison to the city council. This one's interesting. This is like, I guess this is your ambassador from the executive branch to the legislative branch. Says, in her role as executive liaison to the city council, Brown will put years of experience to work, strengthening the relationship and alignment between the mayor's office and the city council. Aligning. See how that works. Her leadership reflects a commitment to excellence, accountability, and continued progress for the city and all seven city council districts. Well-known name here, Candace Cooksey will be the executive director of public affairs. As a seasoned political consultant and public affairs professional, Cooksey has nearly 20 years' experience in communications and government relations, joined the city of Mobile in 2020, and has served as director of communications and governmental affairs as a senior political advisor to Mayor Stimson. Curtis Graves is going to be over public safety. Now, this is one of these big things, right? We talk public safety a bunch. Curtis Graves, who's been with MPD, doesn't say it in here, but I know he has been, says a respected public safety leader with more than a decade of law enforcement experience. Graves has earned statewide recognition for advancing trauma-informed and prevention-first approaches to policing. He's committed to making Mobile safer and strengthening partnerships that support victims, families, and communities. And we'll be talking probably with him a good bit on this show. Captain Joseph Snowden is Chief of Administrative Services, a 32-year veteran of the U.S. Army and Coast Guard. Captain Snowden gained extensive leadership experience in armed services. Since 2020, he's overseen administrative services, which includes Mobile Cruise Terminal, Risk Management, Animal Services, Human Resources, and Information Technology. And nothing changes on the lawyer side either. The city attorney will continue to be Ricardo Woods, managing partner at Burr Foreman. So you know that name as well. So those are some of the things that have been, the structure's been changed. Some of the names are the same. Some of the names are different with the new structure under Mayor Charigatis. How long until I'm going to get used to saying not Mayor Stimson, but Mayor Charigatis? I'm working on it. All right, grab some texts and calls when we return, 343-0106. What do you think about the 8 name there for the structure for Mobile?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 12:23 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff Stone, veteran as well, over at Stone Arms and online stonearmsinc.com. And also, if you didn't catch the outdoor show this weekend with Mike Ward and me, you can go back and check it out in podcast form by going to our app or our website or wherever you subscribe for podcast. Jeff jumped on with us to talk about silencers, suppressors on deer rifles. And that's, you know, something else that we've talked about. This process, like, it's pretty darn easy now to get your green light, get your tax stamp, to get it. This has changed when they added in that kiosk at Stone Arms. In other words, what used to take a long time of, like, get this document, get that document, go over here to get a fingerprint, go over there to get a photo, it's all combined in one kiosk. And it's a computer program that's like, go to next. Even I could do it. Took me about 20 minutes, sent off my forms, got the green light, and started shooting suppressed, which I really, really enjoy, and possibly shooting that with modern sporting rifles. But in addition, I have the same suppressor that can move to deer rifles. And that's a big deal. You think about going into season, how many times have you shot your rifle when you're hunting? and done damage to your ears. You probably don't even notice it sometimes because it's exciting and all that going on, but you're doing the same damage as if you were sitting on the range shooting without hearing protection. Well, get rid of that problem. Get that silencer for that rifle. And not only do they have the silencers, they have, like I said, the process there in the kiosk to get you your green light to get one. Big selection of them. And if you say, well, my deer rifle's not threaded for putting a can on the end of it, no problem. They can do that as well. All that right there at Stone Arms. So go see them. They're waiting for you online, stonearmsinc.com. But it's real fun to see the selection in person at the store. They're just about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport, just on the south side. Check them out today. And go say hi to Jeff. And Jeff, as always, thank you for your service to our country. All right, to the text line here. Let's see. Oh, my gosh, go back far enough here. Let's see. Aiden says, just wait for one of those foxes. Is rabid and goes after a homeowner. Yeah, it's, but that's really not the motivation for it, right? I mean, because you could have raccoons there, which probably should be removed as well. Other critters could go. The fox, here's the thing. It's funny how we are. As people, it's like, if you were, let's say you were killing rats on the island, right? The rats could affect a nest, right? Big rats. Nobody would say anything. But foxes are cute, right? So therefore, it's an issue. But they're equally alive. You know, I've always had this conversation that seems to put me on my own island. But I'm like, we make judgments like, well, you can kill this animal. Not this. They're both equally alive. Nobody would say anything if they're going to do a rat eradication. But foxes are cute, so people don't want it to happen. Let's see. Calvin said, the story from the other day, Todd Bond of Mobile made a page of Fox News' website after being arrested for the cross-dressing porch pirate. Oh, so it made Big Fox, not Fox 10, Fox National. Okay. I know his dad is proud. He definitely is no James Bond. I talked about that last week, Calvin. I was like, man, wouldn't that make a great torn from today's headline Halloween costume. Pretty scary. Jerry said, sounds like the fox are still in the Mobile hen house. You see, you're combining the two stories of the new administration there for Mayor Jerry Gattis, along with the story of the foxes. I got you. Jason, is Lasky still with the city, or does he just fall under one of those mentioned? I don't know that, because this, Jason, that just came out. So I don't know if Lasky's position, because it would be under, you would guess, right, in the public safety side of this, which is Curtis Graves is executive director of public safety, which that puts you over police and fire. I don't know. I don't know if he's still part of it or not, but we'll know in the next few days here. Also, Jason said, hey, Sean, do you think you can get Spiro to commit to once a month and ask the mayor appearance like the sheriff does? Seems like it would be a win for all. If the team down there at the mayor's office is listening, of course I would love to do that. If we could get the mayor in once a month, it would be a great thing. And I got other mayors coming on the show soon as well. We're going to try to get all the different communities to make up our bigger community, get those mayors on. Let's see. Supermom says, didn't the polls say Hildebeest was going to win over Trump? Also, all the promises Mamdani is making he can't keep. He's making promises only a governor can keep. New York is absolutely none of my business, but I'm very curious of how this is going to shake out. Will New York City become Dearborn, Michigan, part two? You know, if you don't drill into it and don't think about it, like a lot of voters do, so Mamdani makes the argument, well, here's a post he had on Twitter. Said, and this has been recent, or on X, says, when New York Governor Cuomo refuses to tax the rich, he's refusing to let workers enjoy the wealth they created. He says low taxes foster a business-friendly environment. He means an environment where it's easy for bosses to steal from workers. Taxation isn't theft. Capitalism is. Now, if you're trying to get elected to mayor of New York City, there's way more people, because, I mean, I'm not saying what the actual facts are. If you think about it deeply, you'll go, okay, we have to have businesses to employ people. But if you just think about it at first blush, he's going to make a leftist populist argument that they need to tax those people more, and then the money somehow will trickle to them. All right, so motivating people to get out to the polls to vote for him. People don't think into it. Pretty tough to fight that, right? I think he wins. And do they become Dearborn, Michigan Part 2? I do not know, but it's worth looking at.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and good to bring our friend. And I would argue the way we're doing the news stories today, I would say normally our fill-in host, guest host in residence, April Marie Fogle. But the first woman to be on the show today, it's April Marie Fogle. Okay. There we go. It's because everything's first. Like, you're April Marie, you're the first woman to be on the show today.
First.
Welcome.
I like it.
So welcome. Yeah,
I'm a trendsetter.
You are a trendsetter. So there you go. As changes are going out across the nation, right here at FM Talk 106.5, same thing. Hey, I got to talk about this. So you ran an election? Are you an election official, or what's happening here?
So I have been an election official. Gosh, I'm going on like 6 or 7 years now.
Okay.
Self-appointed, but with the assistance of the former Alabama Secretary of State, who has given me the I voted stickers.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And so
I didn't know you could get those other than at your polling place. So you got some.
It's important when you're running elections that you have the stickers. I believe that might be the most important part to children under the age of, 10.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What do you mean you're letting people that aren't 18 vote?
Well, I'll tell you. So it depends on the classroom and the teacher, but I go every year. I print out, I have a sample, I have a ballot. And I print out the ballots, and in different years, different grades, I do different things. And so today I went to the first grade class, my son's first grade class, and we voted on favorite candy. And so I read a book. I literally have two or three different election books that I cycle through. And there's a Dr. Seuss one, One Vote, Two Vote. And then there's the one I did today, which is a rhyming book about if you take your goat to vote. But I'm not kidding. It's a cheetah to me. And so today we held an election, and this is what they voted on. Whether was their favorite candy, M&M's, Skittles, Swedish Fish, or Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. Those were your choices. So that's
those were the choices. So which one would you pick?
I would say, number one, with some of the laws we're talking about here in Alabama, that Swedish Fish shouldn't even be a candidate because they're not native. So I would strike them because of the forward influence of the Swedish Fish. Sour Patch Kids wins it handily. Sour Patch Kids are the Mom Donnie of the candy world. They get everybody, all the people rising up to vote for them.
Okay, so this is why we had to talk about this, because in a stunning turn of events.
Uh-huh.
The Sour Patch Kids were last.
What?
Then came Skittles. Then came Skittles, and there was a tie of 7-7 for the M&Ms and the Swedish Fish.
Uh-huh. See, that's that foreign influence coming in.
Fortunately, I brought enough ballots for a second ballot.
Okay.
And so I passed out the ballots again, struck the last two, and we had a runoff. And I'll be darned, Swedish Fish won the runoff. We're first graders. These are 6 and 7 year olds.
So it's already started. Foreign influence taking over, even in the candy polling. I don't, I don't know what group really was pouring the money into Swedish Fish, but we know we're surrendering control of our country to a candy that doesn't even have American in the name, has Swedish in the name. The Swedes.
I put that in there. I put it in there because my son loves them. And then the ones that don't win obviously get brought home with me, because what else am I going to do with them? So I thought, the kids aren't going to do this, but I'll end up with two Halloween bags, the little snack size ones, of my son's favorite candy. And I can just throw them in the car, throw them in my purse to bribe them to be quiet during church, all the things moms do. But I'll be darned if this dang Swedish Fish didn't win. And I don't care what's going on in national politics or state politics today. My mind is blown by this.
Well, I mean, we need to call Wes Allen and see if we can somehow prevent Swedish Fish from running again. Because obviously not native born.
Oh, my gosh, how fantastic. How fantastic would that be? I'm going to email his office after this and be like, let me ask, where does Wes Allen stand on Swedish fish?
Yeah, I don't think they should be allowed to run. By the ideas being pushed in our state, we should keep them off the ballot. But Sour Patch Kids, I thought the kids would relate to kids, but obviously the relatable didn't work there.
And I pull a kid from each. I say, you know, raise your hand if you like this one. Raise your hand if you like that one. And then I get one person to come up and campaign for each candy.
That's and good.
The only thing I can think of is that the person who campaigned for Sour Patch Kid wasn't very convincing. It was a sweet little girl. It was like, they're different colors and they can make you. And I was just like, okay, so maybe it was the campaigning. No, maybe Swedish Fish had some kind of money influence I wasn't seeing. But yes, Sour Patch Kids tanked.
Wow. Wow, wow. I would have missed that one for sure. I would have been like calling, 2016 for Hillary, right?
Exactly. There you go.
Hey, speaking of elections today, and national news, the monitors are on the studio. I've mentioned what happens in New York. Fox News, my God, I guess because they're there, they're headquartered there, but their obsession with New York. I mean, but I say this, let Mom Donnie win. It's a great experiment for the country. The best thing that can happen to create more conservatives elsewhere is Mom Donnie takes over in New York and it's a disaster.
And here's the thing is, we as a nation have been fascinated with New York politics for a number of years now. And after 9/11, Rudy Giuliani brought attention to it. And then the crime waves that come and go. I feel like there's just a disproportionate amount of national coverage, as you said, to New York and New York City specifically. And here's the thing is we have generations of kids now. I say kids, young adults, who don't understand how dangerous it is when you start playing with a lot of these socialist ideas. And so let's let him see it unfold.
He's going to win. He's going to win. So, story out, Trump telling folks in New York to go vote for Cuomo, which is interesting, Trump endorsing a Cuomo. But it should have been Silva. What could go wrong with him? I would say stay out. Mom Donnie's going to win the thing. I wouldn't even have engaged in the conversation.
Well, and I think the thing there is, it's like we are so opposed to this guy that we're going to go on the record. We're not going to be seen as being neutral. We're going to be absolutely against this ideal.
Yeah.
And that's where it is.
I'd say stand back and let it happen.
Well, that's because for your entertainment from Alabama,
yeah, right.
What does it hurt? But Trump's like, I got businesses there. Maybe this ain't great.
I got a sister there, she loves Mom Donnie, so she's gonna get what she wants.
Yeah, exactly. You get what you vote for. You get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit. and this is what you're voting. That's what I tell my kids all the time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And this is what you voted for. You're gonna see how crazy this makes you. And just think about what it does to the morale of such a densely populated area to experience what they're about to experience. It'll be great.
But the tough thing is it's incumbent upon other candidates to make better arguments, because when you take a leftist populist argument, right? And I talk about my issues with, from conservative populism, but on the left side, so you're talking to people in New York and you're talking about taxing the rich. There's a lot of rich people in New York, but there's a lot of people who don't. I mean, if they made that money in Alabama, they'd be doing well. But they feel like the man's got an over on them. So why wouldn't you, if you didn't study economics and all that, why wouldn't you say, heck yeah, right? That message, that populist from the left message will resonate with a lot of people.
And here's what they're about to find out. They're about to find out there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? Like all of the free things, we're gonna lower your rent. We're gonna give you free everything, free this, free that. If they didn't learn it going into this, that there is no such thing as free, they're gonna learn it now.
Because the message, if you don't know the truth of it, the message is, if you're sitting there barely getting by, and you see this, these fancy guys and gals over there, they're making all the money. Yeah, they're getting over on me. Let's get it. I mean, if you don't understand that it doesn't ever work, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, again, yes, no, exactly. I guess maybe they're not watching the news to heed the warnings.
Correct.
They don't get the warnings. They don't understand, you know, they're disconnected. Like, oh, no, this sounds great. I think it's comical. I know I should be sad or mad, but I'm not. I think it's hysterical. I think this is a lesson that clearly a lot of people need to learn. Otherwise, this ridiculousness is going to spread elsewhere.
Okay, let's talk about another state here for you, Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, so Virginia now, I mean, it truly a purple state, which is crazy, though. Geographically, it's a red state, but we vote on, you know, by individuals. So there's enough people there clustered around Washington that makes this a purple state. It looks like it's going to be bluish purple now versus reddish purple.
It is bluish purple. And you know, North Virginia really accounts for a lot of that. And I think this is going to be an interesting election because Democrats, and I've been to Virginia a lot. We've talked about mm-hmm. this. My father passed away and I've been up there to work on his house and handle the estate and all that stuff. And the ads are so negative and they've been so negative for such a long time. The gubernatorial candidate for the Democrats has gone all in on boys and girls sports and boys and girls bathrooms. And she went all in on the attorney general candidate who then later was found to have been texting that he wanted to, you know, to murder the Republican candidate mm-hmm. or the Republican House Speaker and his children, like wished death upon children. And so as you can imagine, the ads have been just off the charts. So I'm interested to see if that turns off Democrats and they don't turn out. And then you end up with Republicans who are passionate about we can't have either of these two. And it goes red.
You think it might?
I think it might. I think if you're in Virginia, is this a good representation of who you are as a state, either of those two candidates? And I think the answer is no.
How much of this is like, and I have not watched the ads, have not paid, you know, that close attention. How much of this is specifically about the candidates there, or is it people, you know, that bunch of human beings in Northern Virginia around Washington that are just mad at Trump? They're going to vote because they're mad at Trump. It's not even about their state. It's about what goes on federally.
Yeah, well, and they've been out of work for a few weeks
yeah.
now, right? And so the question is, does that embolden them to turn out? Are they going to take out their frustration on at the state ballot box? And I don't know because I don't know that voting for these other two are voting for, you know, Democrats. I don't know that carries over. There, people have kind of this idea in their head of federal versus state. And so if you're an independent or a moderate Democrat, you may be hesitant to get out and vote in this election cycle.
We've run out of time, but your stories here about AEA and what's going on, Republicans, ALGOP, AEA, have generated a lot of conversation on the station. So people, if y'all have heard those discussions, those stories from April Marie, best way to go get them is what, just go straight to 1819?
Yeah, go straight to 1819. I think the trending story as we speak here is my latest, which is the trending story is the story where the guy went off about me and went off on me on the radio on Yaffe's program. And I'll be talking more about this when I fill in for Jeff Poore next week.
All right. Very good. April Marie, I appreciate it. And I really can't believe that Swedish fish should be be on the ballot, not being native born. But can you get me a response from the secretary on that?
You know what? I just might do that.
Good stuff. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon. Bye, darling.
All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1252, FM Talk 106.5. This very program called Midday Mobile. Hi, y'all. I'm Sean. The segment is also brought to you by a buddy of mine, Clint Jamison, at Adventure Earth Bicycles. You know, he and I started working together many years ago. I was producing a show back at another broadcast facility many decades ago. And back then, the show was about exercise and all this, but it was also about riding bikes. And back then, maybe there was an e-bike or something like that, but nothing anybody had seen around these parts. It was the good old-fashioned, as he calls them, Amish bikes. And so when Clint hung out a shingle to have a bike store, I said, well, that makes complete sense. That's that dude's life. And so it was awesome when he did that. And then the electric bikes got in the mix. And he said, hey, man, I'm going to get you back into bicycling. And I hadn't been really on a bicycle since right after college. We used to use, there's a place we used to go hunting that we used to use bicycles to get into a spot. But it had been very minor. A couple of years ago, he gets me on an electric bike, and it's become part of my life again. I love it. Great selection of e-bikes, 75 in stock at any point at Adventure Earth Bicycles. And you can take a test ride. You find out what you use the bike for. Maybe it's all going to be on road. Maybe it's going to be hybrid. For me, it was off-road, which, speaking of which, with hunting season coming up, really, it's here. He's got a selection of the off-road e-bikes. He got these in here the last month or so. Mach Wheels Obsidian 2.0, 750-watt motor, fat tire hunting e-bike, full suspension, in camo. Also from Denago, he has their fat tire hunting bike. It comes in OD green and black for the season, plus all the stuff to put on your bike. Shotgun, rifle holders, bow holders, pistol holders, panniers for your gear, things to hold your water bottle, all that that goes on the bike at Adventure Earth Bicycles. So whether you're looking for just maybe Santa looking for some bikes for the kids and the family before, you know, Christmas gets here, how would you like to get that bike not in a box but put together and tuned up and everything perfect on it from a local bike shop? Or you're looking for an e-bike to get in the woods or anything in between, check them out. The corner of It's right there. You know where Bruce Chris is. It's the corner of Little Flower and Airport, right there in Midtown. Or you can check them out online, adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. All right, let me get some text in here. Unnamed text. Oh, this is from Chad. Chad said, does anyone else think a proper send-off for Dick Cheney would be to cremate him and form his ashes into clay pigeons? Or, you know, Chad, they had a... heard of a company, and not off the top of my head, I guess I could Google it, that would take the ashes of your loved one or whatever and put them in shot shells so you could shoot them. So maybe take them on a quail hunt, you know? What is that company? I dig that up. I know we talked about that years ago on the Outdoor Show. You could get with them and they would put, you know, they'd hand load the ammo. And I don't know if it wasn't straight cremated ashes. Maybe they were using that as a buffer with different shots or something like that. Let's see. Jason, isn't the obvious solution to the fox problem on Dolphin Island a statewide alert system? don't give them any ideas. This texture says a write-in vote for Reese's Cups. I just can't believe they let Swedish Fish win. Let's see. IT Jesus says, can she do something about the glue on those voting stickers? I've ruined a couple of shirts with those things. So I ruined one, IT Jesus, which I say I ruined it. I still wear it. But the glue on that sticker, you're right, on the I voted sticker, is real tough. I ruined one, and then, but I ruined it, but I still wear it because I'm incorrigible. But then I heard from my advisors in the back, there's ways to get that out. But maybe before you dry it a couple times. So there's a way around it. But you're right. More than any other sticker, I don't know what glue they use or what adhesive they use, because like if you put one of those "Hi, my name is" stickers on your shirt, they don't leave the same residue as the I voted. I'm with you, IT Jesus. Scott says brutal. Maybe the voting there for the candy. Let's see. Butterknife said, Sean, I don't think I've ever given you props, but you do a great job letting New York be the great social experiment. Experiment is a great thought. Well, thank you, Butterknife. He's going to win. Why not see how it works? The Real Sam said, the funniest thing about Mamdani's situation is New York's trying to escape liberal policies with even more extreme liberal policies, and they don't realize it. Terry says, popular local radio host boycotted over disparaging Swedish cuisine. And also says, send Cheney's ashes to Iraq. There you go. I'll second that, Terry. Let's see, Chris in Let's see. Chris in Orange Beach. All right. It says, okay, rock and roll DJ, I was watching a documentary over the weekend on Van Halen. Can you name who paid for their demo to be recorded? I would guess the Van Halens. I guess the parents, right? But I'm guessing there. No, it said Jane Simmons. Maybe it's, you mean Gene Simmons? And I wouldn't have believed it, but he was on the documentary. I heard it come out of his mouth. So Gene Simmons, of course, of Kiss fame, which I saw younger people posting up stuff on social media for Halloween. Like, we used to go as Kiss a bunch for Halloween. I mean, it's just like a no-brainer. And I had a buddy, his girlfriend was a makeup artist, did theater and all that, so she made our face paint look awesome every year. And then I think it went through a down point, but I saw people younger than me, a good bit younger than me, which is lots of people, posting up pictures. They were dressed up as Kiss for Halloween. It's a strong costume. But so Gene Simmons. Okay, so I guessed the Van Halen parents, but no. And Daniel and Foley said, can the new alert system include pictures of unusual Fox activity? We'll watch for that. All right, coming right back, hour number two of Midday Mobile. Joining me, I can hear him in the green room, if we had a green room. He's in the green room. It's my buddy Bill Riles. We'll be on with us, plus Patrick Jump next hour. That's all coming up in just minutes.